Three of the four presidents right now are saying that their top priority this year is protecting the Argos. You spoke to Grove Energy yesterday and said that you have been in touch with Gene McCarthy and talked about this, their proposal for the volume obligations this year. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I talked to Gene McCarthy. Look.
Well,
look, it's no secret. I've been a strong supporter of this industry, and I indicated strong support for the industry, and I indicated to Gina that, you know, we're seeing, because of the recovering economy and more jobs, we're seeing a little more fuel use than maybe they had anticipated. They obviously need to be aware of that, and I'm sure they are with the 16,000 comments that they've received. She's going to take those very seriously. Her team's going to take them very seriously. But I have focused not just on simply talking to her, and repeating what she's getting from comments and what she can read in the paper about people's attitudes about this. I'm looking for ways in which we can help this industry, regardless of what EPA does, because I believe in it. I believe it's incredibly, fundamentally important for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's national security. If you look at our Navy and you look at where they get their fuel, as it relates to the Indian and Pacific Oceans that they patrol from time to time, what you will find is the vast majority of it funnels through the Strait of Hormuz. Go on a map, take a look at where that Strait of Hormuz is, and then take a look at the countries around that strait, and ask yourself how hard would it be to clog that strait up? And what would that do? Well, it would make it much harder for our Navy to do the job it's doing and needs to do. So it makes sense that we, from a national security perspective, have the capacity domestically to produce drop-in aviation fuel, blended fuel for jets and ships, and have that accessible in the event somebody tries to block that strategic point. So it's in our long-term best interest to have this industry, number one. Number two, recent California study shows that this has an impact, a positive impact on greenhouse gas emissions. And number three, there's this tremendous demand for octane with these more sophisticated engine systems. Nobody does a better job of providing octane than the biofuel industry. So for a number of reasons, we need this industry, and not to mention the fact that it reduces the cost of gas and it creates jobs and stabilizes farm income. So our job is to figure out, well, what else could we do that we're not doing? Well, one thing we could do is we could begin promoting this as an export. There's no reason why we have to just sell it domestically. So our team has put together a program to expand promotion, trade promotion, on biofuels by including biofuel folks in this new trip to China. This is, it's not going to be overnight, but we think we can begin an education effort on the part of the Chinese and Indians and Japanese, that this could help solve some of the problems that they face, and they ought to be open to it. Just a minute. Secondly, we need to focus and target our efforts. We're not going to do it on all 160-some countries we have offices or connections to in terms of our trade efforts, but if we focus on the big three, we might be able to significantly increase exports over time. And then finally, we do have the ability to address infrastructure. The Congress sort of closed one door by saying we no longer could use the REAP program for pumping systems. But, you know, for every dote, there's an antidote, as my father always used to say. And there are other rural development programs. So we'll just be creative about using the other rural development programs until Congress decides to shut that door. And that window's open, and we're going to climb through it. So, and not being disrespectful, but recognizing the importance of this industry. So bottom line is we're going to continue to help this industry as best we can and continue to advocate for it and trust that EPA at the end of the day makes the right set of decisions. But I can't control what EPA does, and nor would I want to, given the challenges they face.
Mr. Secretary, regarding the trade mission and the inclusion of biofuel producers, are you also suggesting a separate LEAP program that, or perhaps a carve-out of MAP or FMD funding that would help incentivize the promotion, or that we could do?
Well, I think we need to expand the MAP utilization, the monies that we're currently using in MAP to promote commodities, to include a message about biofuel, and to figure out ways in which we can incorporate them in trade shows and reverse trade shows and promotion activities, and to, in China, to get them introduced to the Chinese-American Agricultural Alliance and get them involved in that as well. So there are a lot of things we can do with our cooperators and with our posts in various countries to make sure that it's not only just USDA, but we're making sure our commerce folks are pitching this and our state folks, State Department people are pitching it. So we have an education initiative, and we will obviously try to use these MAP resources. They're limited in number, amount, right? It's not like we've received an increase. So we have to figure out creative ways to use the resources we have. But we need to incorporate in the utilization of those resources biofuels. Just a minute, yeah.